Rohi Eitzot Tzadikim. By Tzadikim, it's called something very bad. The Tzadikim don't enjoy it. And we'll soon see that Eishes Yoel also did not enjoy it. So Mele, it's good why the Pasuk talks about the Tzidkis, what she did, that she did it L'Shem Shemayim, L'Shem Mitzvah, in order to be able to kill Sisroi. Shenema, how do we know that any bad that a Russian wants, any good that a Russian wants to do to a Tzadik is called bad for the Tzadik? Shenema, it says by Yaakov Avinu that Hashem told Lavan, he shomulecho, ten tedaberim Yaakov mitoiv adra. Hashem told Lavan, be careful not to talk to Yaakov good or bad. So bishlei mera lechayim. It's good that Hashem told Lavan, don't talk bad to Yaakov. That's good. Like, don't do anything bad to Yaakov. El toiv amayloi. What's wrong? The Lavan wants to talk good to Yaakov. What's wrong with that? Why did Hashem have to tell him, don't even talk good? El rabshati shemamino. That toivoson shovrishoyim is rai eto tzadikim. Even what a rosher means to do good to a tzaddik, really it's only a bad. For a tzaddik it's bad. So therefore, here also, Eishes Yoel had no enjoyment at all from Sisroi. So Mari asks, why? Bishleim ha'osam, bishleim by Yaakov Avinu, it's good, that Hashem told love and don't talk to Yaakov even good. Why? Dilma mitkalei shmo di avodas kechovim. What he means to be good is, so mention his names of the avodas zara, and to Yaakov Avinu, it's ra. So therefore, Hashem had to tell love and don't talk anything to Yaakov. Drashi, like, lomo genavtes eloi hai, that love will come to complain to Yaakov, like, how come you stole my avodah zarah? Helohocha my roika. But over here, what could be bad? The chur, when he was having beer, when he was living with her, so why is it called bad for her? So Gemara answers, the koshadi bazuma. Because this guy, Sisroi, when he lived with her, he put zuama, some shmut, some zuama, means that something zoam, it's like dirty sweat, went into her. What does that mean? The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Bishor Shebo Nochosh, Al Chavo, by the first chet, when the Nochosh lived with Chavo, Hito Bo Zuamo, the Chav, the Nochosh put Zuamo Shem Shmutz into Chavo, into Bnei Yodin. Now it's like this, Yisrael Sheom Dual HaSinai Posko Zumosom, Klai Yisrael that received the Torah on HaSinai, the Zuamo went away from them. So after Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael was pure from this shmutz that they received from the Nochosh. Mashenken oivdei kechovim, sheloi omdu b'Har Sinai, goyim that were not by Har Sinai, loi poskos v'mosim. It never went away from them, the zuam or the shmutz that the Nochosh gave them. So Mele Sisroi, this goy, had zuam or, he had shmutz in him. Chweis, it's a ruchnis like I have shmutz, it's a zuam or. So Mele, when she lived with Yoel, Eishes Yoel, he didn't give her any enjoyment. She only felt very bad about it. But why did she let him do it? L'shem mitzvah, in order to go and kill her, and to save Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Pasuk talks good about Eishes Yoel. Right, then the Mishnah says, Chotza b'manul sheinu shaloi. If the Yavam is wearing a shoe that doesn't belong to him, the Mishnah says, still is kshera. But the Yavam still is kosher. Tana Rabbani wrote like this. The Pasuk says, Nu Aloi. That the Chur, he has to wear a Nal. He has to wear his shoe. That the Chur means the Yovim has to be wearing his own shoe. Sayin li yela Naloi. I only know from this Pasuk the shoe has to belong to him. He has to be the owner. What about Nal Shakol Adam? Let's say the shoe belongs to somebody else. And somebody else lets him wear his shoe today. Minayin. How do we know that if she makes Chalitza on that shoe, still it's kosher? Tam Leim, the Pasuk says, now. The double Lashin, Widashin, Rashi, Chalutz Hanol. It says, Chalutz Hanol. Hanol means any type of a shoe. Like any type of a shoe that the Yavam is wearing, if she comes now and unties it and pulls it off him, that's good for Chalitza. Mikol Makom, even though it doesn't belong to him. From the Gemarium came, if that's true, my Tam Leim and Noaloi, how can the Pasuk says the word Noaloi? In other words, first it says the Pasuk, V'cholzo na'aloi mi'aragloi. So it says what? Na'aloi. It's mashmi his shoe. The shoe has to belong to him. At the end of the Pasuk it says, we call it, Beis Chalutz Hanoal. The Chalutz Hanoal mashmi any shoe. So from the last word, Hanoal, we dash in any shoe, even if it doesn't belong to him. So the Kasher is, how come at the beginning of the Pasuk before it says, V'niksho yevimtoi eilov le'enai askenim V'cholzo na'aloi? How come it says over there the word na'aloi? So my answer is,
Na'ala means saruyaloi.
It has to be fit. That it fits him. It has to be a good fit. Prat legodol shen yochel alechboi. Excluding if the shoe is too big, it's five sizes bigger than your size, and you can't walk with it. When the yovan starts walking, it falls off. That's not good for chalitza. Who prat lekota and shein achoyfer roiv ragloi? Who are then if it's five sizes too small that it doesn't cover up rov of your foot? That's also possible for chalitza. That's what lashon na'aloi means. It has to be your size. It has to be a good size. Lav dafka perfect fit like we had before. As long as you could walk with it, it doesn't fall off. As long as it covers up roiv of your regal, it's kosher. But at the end it says, Chalutz HaNo'al means any shoe, even if it doesn't belong to you, also it's kosher.
Yeah.
Right, Uprat l'sandol ha-mesulayim shein lo'ekev. Who are there? It's no good if you have sandals that has soles on it, but doesn't have heels. Sandol ha-mesulayim means it has soles, but it doesn't have heels. That's also no good. It's not lo'emash, but it has to have a heel on it. Mura. Abaya, Mura says, Abaya v'koyi kaimed Rab Yosef. Abaya was once by Rab Yosef. Asoyi yivom alachlitz. There was a maestro there that a yivom came to make chalitza. She came to take off the shoe off the yavam. Omalei, so Abaya said to, or Rab Yosef said to Abaya, havlei sandalcho. That give him your shoe. As Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, Abaya, take off your shoe and give it to the yavam. Is yoyiv le sandle de smoyla? You know what Abaya did? He took off his left shoe and gave it to him. Omalei. And what do you mean the left shoe? So the pshat is he gave him his left shoe and the yavam put it on his right foot. And the Mishnah says, but the ever that's kosher. As long as the shoe is on your right foot, even though it's the left shoe, still it's kosher. So that's what Abaya did. Abaya gave him his left shoe. Why did he do it? So Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaya, "Hey, Madiyama Rabbon and the Evid. When did the Mishnah the Rabbon say it's kosher if you wear a left shoe on your right foot? That's only with the Evid if you did it. But lechatchila miyomar, is that the best way to do it? Havada, the best way to do it is have a right shoe on your right leg." So Amalei, Abaya answered back like this, "Hemanashoch, if you want to do things lechatchila the way you're supposed to, hiochi." Sandal Shayna Shlay Nami. And now that you're telling me I should give my shoe to him, is that good lechatchila? Hey, Madiyama Rabbanan the Evid. When did the Rabbanan say that you could use somebody else's shoe for the Evid? Lechatchila miyomar. But lechatchila did they say? Because Abai held lechatchila, how are you supposed to make halitza? The Yavam is supposed to be wearing his own shoe on his right foot. So if you tell me now I should give him my shoe, he meant like make a pro, he meant to tell him, anyway you're not doing the right thing. Because he's not supposed to use somebody else's shoe. So once you're not nakpa to do the mitzvah lechatchila, I might as well give him my left shoe. So the Abaye wanted to tell Rabbi Yosef, what you're doing is not the right thing. Or Malay, he said back to him, Hocha kaminalcho. So Rabbi Yosef told back to Abaye, no, Avada, I want to do a mitzvah chalitza lechatchila. So lechatchila means that you have to give him your right shoe. Ah, you're telling me it's not lechatchila because the shoe doesn't belong to the yavam; it's my shoe. So Yosef said back, "Havlei v'akni lei." What I meant to tell you was, give him your shoe, but be makter it to him, like give it to him for a present. So lemaisa now, when the yavam is putting it on, it's his own shoe. So since it's his own shoe, he owns it now. That's the mitzvah lechatchila. So therefore, Yosef was good that he got angry at Abaya. Like, how come you gave him your left shoe? Avada, I want to do the mitzvah lechatchila, the way you're supposed to. So when I told you, give him your shoe, I meant to say, you should be matna your shoe to him. Make sure the shoe belongs to him. So that's lechatchila. So I want to do the mitzvah lechatchila, who are the lechatchila, it should be the right shoe. So therefore, give him your right shoe, not your left shoe. Right, the sandal shalates. Our Mishnah says that if you use a shoe made out of wood, for the ever it's kosher. So the more man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Omar Shmuel Rabbi Mehi. Calls the Quran from Meir Shita. It's not like we learned before. Hakita. Is somebody that is, Lachmanis, his foot was amputated, he doesn't have a foot. Is Yotza Bekav Shaloi. He's allowed to walk out on Shabbos with his fake foot, with his fake shoe like. That's called Bekita Shaloi. Bekar Shaloi means he has like a fake shoe that he puts on his bone there. So even though it's not made out of leather, that's where Meyashita, that a shoe does not have to be made out of leather. Any strong material that's made out of, that it protects you, it's called a shoe. So Mela Nal Mishnah also, when the Torah says you have to use a shoe, for Chalitza, it doesn't mean a leather shoe, it means anything hard that protects you. So even wood is also good. That's what Meyashita. Rabbi Yossi Yosser, Rabbi Yossi Yosser, no, a calf on Shabbos, a kita can't go out with his false leg. Because since it's not made out of leather, it's not called a shoe. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with a malbush with a shoe. If it's not called a shoe, you can't walk out with it. So man, who didn't for chalitza also? According to Rabbi Yossi, what's called a shoe? Only something that's made out of leather. So made out of wood would be puzzle. So our mishnah that says a shoe made out of wood, look, it's only good according to Rabbi Meir, not according to Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, Avu adi Shmuel Aimer ben Mechupa or v'divri akul. I tell you, our mishnah is talking about where true it's a wooden shoe, but it's surrounded Mechupa, it's covered up with skin. So that's called a skin shoe. Even though the inside is made out of wood, that's okay. And that's the way we pass on halacha. Halacha we talk all about the Rabbanan Shita, that the shoe has to be made out of leather. If it's only made out of wood, it's puzzle. We hold the shoe has to be made a leather shoe. A wooden shoe is puzzle chalitza. Benachnam is mechupor. If it's surrounded on the outside, covered up with skin, that's also enough. That's also good. Right. Omar Papi Mishmedirova. Sandal ha muskar loitechlatz boy. Sandal ha muskar means if you have a sandal, your shoes, that has tzaras, has a negar on it. Halacha is a negar could go on your body, could go on your clothing, could go on your bias, all different halachas of a negar. Halacha of a negar is, we'll soon see, you have to burn it. Now there are two types. Muskar means when the Kohen looked at it, he was not sure if it's a negar or not. So what you have to do is put it away for 7 days, and then he comes back later again and looks at it. If it really spread, then it's called mukhlat. It's called a vadai tumas nega. And if not, it becomes Torah. So sandal amuska means the sandal. That's a doubt now. We don't know if it's a nega or not. So the Kohen said, put it away for 7 days. Lamais it's tomei those 7 days. So he says, the din is, le'techutz boy. The Gachino don't use it. The Yimchotzach litzosek shera. But for the Eved, if you did, it's okay. Because the Maitza, it's still called the shoe. Now the Shala should be, it should be Gzeira Otto Muchlat. We'll soon see. Now Sandal HaMuchlat, let's say you have a shoe that was Vadai Tumas Nega. So Lachur, you're supposed to burn it. So here we say, Le'techutz boy. The Yimchotzach litzosek psula. And if you make a chalitza with it, it's like a psula, it's no good. And the Pshat Rashi says is that since it's also b'hanor, it's toy and sreif, we have to burn it. We consider like it's burnt through it, like it's missing a shear. So it's not called a shear. Anytime something has to have a size, if it's aimed to be burnt, it doesn't have a size. Like a luluf, it has to be at least dalat tfochim. So if it's aimed to be burnt, it's possible. Here also, a shoe has to be the size to cover up rove of his foot. So since it has to cover rove of his foot, if this shoe has too much negar on it, that the din is you have to burn it, so if so, it doesn't have the sides, it doesn't have a shear, it's possible for chalitza. Yeah. The Rashi says, Mukhlach litza psula, the lesreifa koi, so I'm to be burnt, the anan shiura binun, it has to have a size, chayfes reiv lagloi. The shoe has to cover up roiv of your foot. Here, since this shoe is tamei, it's supposed to be burnt, it's missing the size. Therefore, the chalitza is psula. Rav Papa Mishmei D'Rav Omar, no. Echot sandal amuskar, v'yechot sandal amuchlat, lo techlatz boy. V'yemchol tzach litzosek shera. He paskuds, no. Even if the sandal is vadai tamei, still b'di'eved, it's still kosher. It's not considered mechtach shir. It's not called like it's burnt up already. It's still called a shir. It's still called a shoe. That's a machlokes. More amazed. We have a kasha now. Beis muskar mitamei mitoychoi. If you have a house that is a nega, but we're not sure if it's a tomatik a nega or not, you have to lock it up for 7 days. So halacha is mitamei mitoychoi. If anybody touches the inside of the house, it's mitamehim. But if a person only touches the outside, he's torah. Muchlat, let's say the house becomes vaday tamei, the kohen checked it out again and it spread, and it's vaday atumas nega. So then the loch is mitoichu miachrov. If anybody touches the inside of the house, or the outside of the house, he becomes tamei. Now, v'zeh metame bebiya. Both of them have a loch like a tumas meis, that if you walk into the house, even though you didn't touch the house, it's metame you. There's a tumas oyim. Now, v'sakotaytuch. If you want to tell me a house that's mukhlat, has to be burnt, it's considered like it's burnt, there's no shear. The Torah says if you come into the house, then you have a tumas oil. Mashman has to have a shame a house. If you tell me something is supposed to be burnt, loses its name, it's considered like it's not there, so it's not called a house. Feleka, helamayis, even though it's supposed to be burnt, still it's considered like you have a shear. Samara says, Shani Yosem, there it's different. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'nitas es habayis. That means, Afilo b'shasna titza kruya bayis. What are you supposed to do if you have the stones that have a nega? You're supposed to knock it out of the house. So here the Torah says clearly, even b'shasha knocking it out, it's still called a house. So here it's a Xeris HaKosov, it's still called a bayis. But maybe by us, since you're supposed to burn it, maybe it's not called a good chalitza. Here's a Torah Shema, come and bring another proof. Says matlis. Matlis means a cloth, a piece of material. That sheyesh boy sholosh al sholosh. It's the size of 3 etzboyes by 3 etzboyes. That's the smallest amount of a size of a cloth. That's called a beged. It means something. Yeah. Afal pi shein boy kizayis. Even though it's so small that it doesn't have the size of a kizayis, that means it's made out of, Rashi says, Shechuta daka. The animal, whatever was made out of the material, is very thin material. So even though it's 3 by 3, when you fold it up like it doesn't get to the size of a kezayis. Now, kiva shenichnas ruba labayis, tor, when roiv of this cloth goes into a house that's tor, mitamasu, it's mitama the house. So now, Rashi says, Timez kol kli abayis, timetzera metama bebiya. As this cloth now has a neger on it, so therefore it has tumas metzeras. When it goes into the house, it's metam anything in the house. V'chein beged v'yevgen hamnugas. Beged, a cloth or a stone that has a neger in it, is kula metam beyoil. It has tumas oil. When you bring this cloth into a house, it's like a mace is there, and anything in the house becomes tummy with a tumas oil. For your kivon diaruba kula damya. Now, since rove of the cloth came into the house, it's like the whole cloth came in. Therefore, it's matama the house. Now, my la b'muchletis. Aren't we talking about the cloth was muchlat, was like vaday tummy, and still we see when rove comes in, it's enough. So Rashi speaks out that if it's considered kamad de mechtash yurei, if you want to consider like it's chopped up already, so v'zoi, why when it comes into the house, why is the matam of the bayis? 3 by 3 didn't come in. So chura, whatever came in is like cooled, like chopped up already. So it's not a shear to the matam of the house. So Mora says, loy muskeris. We're not talking about where it's muchlat, where it's vadei tomei, but where it's only doubtful, it's a suffix if it's tomei or not. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? Hoyobo kamazesim. Let's say this cloth, 3 by 3, was a very thick cloth, very thick, and it has a few zesim, the size of a few olives. Kivu chenichtas mimenu kezayis labayis tor. As soon as a kezayis worth of this cloth went into a house that's tor, tamaseyo, it's matama the house. Why again? Because it has tumas neger on it. So it's like the nega went into the house. It's matama bi oil. It's matama anything in the house, but tumas oil. Now, Iyamrit, if you want to tell me bishleima, muchletes, we're talking about where this beged was vaday tomei, where we know for sure there's a nega on it. Hainu di iska shlemeis. It's good that tumas nega is hukash shlemeis. So just like a mace, how much of a mace is matama bi oil? Okay, you don't need a whole mace. If you have a kezayis worth of basar ha-meis, and it comes into the house, it's metama b'tumas oil. So it's good here why neger also is matama b'kezayis. That's if it's talking about mechletis. Eliyamrit musgeret, if it's talking about only a tumas muskar, that means we don't know for sure it's tummy. You only set it aside to see if it's tummy or not. Amai yiskesh lemeis? It's not yiskesh lemeis? So if so, why is the kezayis of it matame? So Moran says, Shani Hosan, the Yom Makro, the Postik says, Visorath Esabegit, that Afilo Bishas Sreifa Kori Begit. Even Bishas, you're burning it, still Lamaisa, it's called a Begit. So in other words, what we're saying now, it has to be talking about now a Begit that's Mukhlat. If the Begit was only Muskar, means we only have a doubt if it's Tummy or not, even though it has Tumor on it, but it would not have Tumas Oil. It's not Hukash Lameis. What's hukash lemeis? Only tumas muchlat. So we have to be talking about here now, this cloth is vadai tummy. It has a neger on it. Now we're saying now, if not even the whole beggar came in, just a portion of it, a kezayis worth of it came in, it's the time of the house. And if you're going to tell me that what's muchlat is ksidik ketusa mechtach shuri, it's like chopped up, so the part that comes in is like chopped up, it's not called part of the beggar. So why is the tumas neger on it altogether? If a beged is smaller than gimel by gimel, it has no tumah. The elochur of this beged, if only a kezayis came into the house, so why don't we consider that part like it's chopped off the rest of the beged? And if it's chopped off, it doesn't have a shear. So what do you see? You see, you don't say mechtach shiuroi. You do not say since this tumas muchlat has to be burnt like, it's considered like it's missing a shear. So Mar says there's no proof over here. I tell you, Shani Hossam, to Yom Akro, Visoraf Esabegit. That means, Afilo Bishas Reifam, Kori Begit. Here it's saying clearly, even though you have to burn this Begit that has a neger on it, but even Bishas, you're burning it, the Torah still calls it a Begit. So you see, by the Begit, it's not called Ketusa Mechtashiri. It's not considered like it's missing a cheer. For the Gemara of Sov, Ligma Minei, so learn out from here. They're saying by Chlitz, the same Svara. Even though you have this shoe that has a tumas neger on it, and you have to burn it, we should also say it's still kosher l'chalitza. Because you're telling me now, learn out from tuma, that even though it has to be burnt, it's not cold like it's missing the shear. So Gemara says, no, it's a tuma legamrinin. From ilchus tuma, you don't learn out. Tuma has special chedushim to it. By tuma, the Torah says, even though it has to be burnt, still it's cold to beg it. Mashenkin, for other halachas, by chalitza, if you have this shoe that's supposed to be burnt, it could be, it's not called a size, it's not called a kosher l'chalitza. Because since you're supposed to burn it, it's considered like it's missing a shear. Omar Rava, Rava says like this, Hilchasa, what's the maskana? Echot sandal amuskar, whether this shoe you want to use has a doubtful tumas nega, that you have to put it away for 7 days, the echot sandal shemuchlat, whether the shoe is for sure vade tomei, v'yechot sandal shel avodis kechovim, even if you have a sandal that you gave that they put onto an avodis zoro, v'yechot is light techlitz. Look, atchili, you're not supposed to use these things. It's not nice. But v'yem cholzach leitzosak shera. V'dievado, if you do use it, it's kosher. In other words, we don't consider these things mechtach shira. They're not called missing the size. The size is still there. Rashi speaks out, even though it's osa v'hanor, but the pshat is, when you're doing the mitzvah, the klal is, mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. You're not having your own enjoyment from the shoe. You're doing a mitzvah chalitza. That's not called enjoyment, therefore you're allowed to have it. But the evidence kosher. Yeah, I'll turn over. Mashenken shel takruvois avodis kechovim. Let's say you have a shoe that not you put on the avodis zora, but you use it like a sacrifice in front of the Avodah Zorah. Takruvas means things you are giving to be mishtamish to use for the Avodah Zorah. The difference is, these things have no bitul yelam. You can never take off the Yisr. It remains also yelam, therefore Tak is supposed to burn it. Mashenkein, shal Avodah Kechovim, if you mavatl it, if you break it, the Yisr goes off it. Mashenkein takruvas, something you use to service the Avodah Zorah, that's also Lielam, and here we talk and say, Ketusa.